Wonderful ivory snow, so wonderful for dishwashing, so safe for hands, so fast in the dishpan. Wonderful is the word for ivory snow. Ivory Snow presents Rosemary, written by Elaine Carrington. Just listen to how little Janie recited when she was learning her tables, and maybe you'll find a lesson in it for you.
1 + 1 = 3?
Janie, you're both slow and wrong. You remind me of the ladies who use a mild bar soap for dishwashing. It's kind to their hands, but it's too slow, so it's wrong. Try again.
1 + 1 = 3.
Well, now you're fast enough, but you're still wrong. Just like the ladies who use their regular wash day soap for dishwashing. Those wash day soaps are granulated for quick sudsing, but they're often so strong they can make hands red and rough. That makes those wash day soaps wrong for dishwashing. Try again, Janie.
1 + 1 = 2.
Now, Janie, you're doubly right. And Ivory Snow, in its way, is doubly right, too. It's one soap both fast in the dishpan and safe for hands. Wonderful is the word for Ivory Snow. Because Ivory Snow is granulated in snowdrop form, it gives you speed and efficiency. And because it's ivory, mild and pure, it gives protection for hands, too. Yes, there's no other soap like Ivory Snow. The only soap both granulated for speed and ivory safe for hands. Now, Janie, tell me, what do dishwashing speed and safety for hands add up to?
I know. Wonderful Ivory Snow.
Right. Wonderful Ivory Snow. S-N-O-W. And now, Ivory Snow brings you Rosemary. Dr. Jim has called on his patient and now is driving Rosemary home. She has said very little since she got into the car, but she has had time to recover somewhat from the overwhelming grief she felt at the thought of Bill so far away from her. At the thought of Bill arriving at the farmhouse. At the fact that she can't be near him. Now they have reached the Dawson home and Dr. Jim stops the car.
Don't you feel too bad, Rosemary, dear. And I mean about not getting a job at the Morning Star office.
Oh, I didn't really expect you, Dr. Jim. After all, you can't go away for a long time as I did and expect people to hold a job open for you. It wouldn't be fair. Besides, my time has been so uncertain. Mr. Selden never knew when I'd be there or when I wouldn't. I've been away for days at a time, and he's been wonderful. I know he'd take me back if he could.
Oh, I'm sure he would, dear. And we'll find something, Rosemary. I wish I had time to go inside with you and visit a while with your mother, but I've got sick folks to see, so I'm going to dump you out right here, dear.
Well, thanks for everything, Dr. Jim. Thanks more than I can say for waiting for me and bringing me back here. Gee, I felt so terribly sunk when I came back to the car.
Yes, well, this is a tough day for you, Rosemary, and don't you think I don't know it?
Yes, it is a tough day. Goodbye, Dr. Jim. We'll see you later, won't we?
You certainly will. I expect not a day will go by that you won't see something of me, as long as I feel about all of you and about your mother the way I do.
Oh, you're a darling, Dr. Jim. I only wish that you and mother could find happiness together.
Well, dear, Susie knows her own mind. She knows I'm around. And she knows, if she wants to, that all she's got to do is say the word. Well, in the meantime, take things easy, Rosemary, and I'll see what I can round up in the way of a job.
Oh, I don't want you to do that. That's really up to me.
Nonsense. It's up to all of us. Now, we want to keep you here. We don't want you to go away from Springdale. Now, be a good girl now and remember that things don't stand still, dear. They change all the time. Well, see you later.
Thanks, Dr. Jim. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Neil.
that you, Rosemary?
Yes, Mother, it's me.
I'm just dusting the living room, dear. I thought I saw Dr. Jim's car through the window.
You did. He waited for me. He wouldn't let me come home alone. He's such a darling. He's one of the nicest people in the world, Mother. Do you know that?
Indeed, I do. Well, tell me, dear, what happened?
Nothing. Just exactly nothing. Mr. Selden has a girl, and he couldn't very well put her out of a job.
I'm sorry you're not going back there. I know you liked working for him.
Oh, I loved working for him. He's a wonderful man. He was just as nice as he could be about the fact that he couldn't take me on again. I know he would have if he possibly could. I know he would have made a place for me.
Of course. Well, sit down, dear. Oh, now, let's talk a while.
Don't you want me to help you with the dusting?
No, dear. It's all finished now. Tell me, have you any plans?
I don't know. I don't know, Mother. I'm at such loose ends. I thought all of a sudden that it might be a good idea to go away from here and get a job any place but in Springdale.
I hope you don't do that.
So does Dr. Jim. He's so set on my staying here, he says he's going out to hunt a job for me. Isn't that sweet of him? I told him that was up to me, but he insisted on asking around and seeing what he can dig up. But, Mother, it's going to be so hard staying here. Here in this house where Bill and I...
I know, dear. I know it is. But I still think you ought to stay here with us, where we can look after you.
You sound as if you and Dr. Jim had been talking to each other. That's exactly what he said, too. Mother, why don't you marry him?
Marry him? I'm not going to marry anybody, Rosemary.
Oh, I know. I know you're not. I know you have an idea in the back of your mind of staying faithful to Father in hopes that he may be alive someplace. But, Mother, he's been gone for so long now, and you haven't heard a word from him.
No.
I think you might give Dr. Jim a break.
Did he send you in to plead his cause?
Oh, no, no, of course he didn't. But he did mention that he was always here if you wanted him, that you knew you only had to reach out your hand and he'd be there to help you. Oh, Mother, I'd love to see you happy with Dr. Jim. I'd love to see you married to him. Somehow, it would make me feel better about my own life if I knew you were his wife.
Darling, I think all those things we have to decide ourselves. I don't think our children, much as they love us, can decide them for us. And I think I'll have to do what I feel's right.
You mean you're never going to marry him? Never until you're certain that Father's dead?
I don't know, dear. I don't know how to answer that. I just feel that Jim is always here if I want him. He comes in every day. I see him. And he is a darling, but I don't know as I want to get married to anyone, even to Jim.
I wish he'd find another girl and make you jealous. You'd marry him quick enough then.
Maybe I would. And I don't believe I would, though. I think my job is right here with you and Patty until you're both settled.
Until I'm settled. That's very funny. I'm afraid I'll never be settled. I'm afraid I'll always be on your hands, Mother.
Well, who's that?
I'll go see.
Hello. It isn't too early to pay a call, is it?
Oh, no. I'm glad to see you. It isn't too early. I've been downtown with Dr. Jim trying to get my old job back, only to find that somebody else is filling it most satisfactorily.
Well, that's too bad in one way and good in another.
What's good about it?
Who is it, dear?
It's Brad Boyden, Mother.
Oh, Brad. It's nice to see you. Come in. Tell me, do you like your house?
Oh, I love my house, Mrs. Dawson. I love Springdale, and, well, I just couldn't be any happier. Especially as I see your Patty going to school every day. You know, I stand on the front porch and wave to her. She's a darling.
I'm afraid she's fallen under your spell, Brad. She talks about nothing but you.
Rosemary Dawson, I'm old enough to be her father, and she knows that.
Well, I think that's part of the enchantment. The fact that an old man like you is so nice to her.
No, I'm not that old. Tell me, what have you and your mother been doing?
Oh, we were just sitting here talking. I was just wondering what to do with my life.
Well, how about coming down to my house and cooking dinner for me tonight? Would you like to do that with your life?
Yes, I think I would. Yes, I think that would be nice, Brad. I'm feeling particularly low today.
I know, Rosemary. I realize that today is the day that Bill and his family are getting to meet Bill. It's not going to be easy, any of it.
No, it isn't. going to be terribly hard not hearing from him.
I'm going to hear from him, Rosemary.
What? What did you say?
Well, Bill and I have arranged to write back and forth, and, well, I imagine he'll want to hear news of you, and I imagine that you'll want to hear news of him.
Oh, Brad, that's wonderful. No, it isn't either. Maybe we shouldn't give any news. Maybe we should leave him entirely alone to work this thing out. I don't know what's right. I don't know what to do.
Well, suppose you let me decide. If I want to write the bill, you can't stop me now, can you?
No, I can't stop you, and I love you for doing it, Brad. I love you for trying to help me in every way. You're such a good friend.
That's what I wanted you to say, and that's what I want you to think. Say, Mrs. Dawson, how about your coming to dinner and presiding over the hearth?
No, indeed. I'm staying right here and cooking dinner for Patty and for Jim. You and Rosemary can manage the best way you can without me. And I think it's a good idea to get her out of the house tonight. I think this is going to be the hardest day of all for her to live through.
I'll just go along and do my marketing then. Without any advice from you, young lady. I'll see you later, Rosemary. I'll come by for you around 5. You can cook an early dinner for me. And I'll walk you home. How about that?
It sounds nice, Brad. Thanks for thinking of it. Thanks for thinking of it especially today.
Yes, Brad Boyden has made a special effort to divert Rosemary on the day he knows will be the hardest of all for her. The day that Bill arrives in Meadville with Audrey and Jessica. And now some mighty good advice to the women of our audience. Wonderful Ivory Snow.
I can play that too, Mr. O'Brien.
Well, let's hear you, Janie. Ah, good for you, Janie.
My music teacher didn't teach me that. I surprised Mama with it, and she laughed and said, "You're wonderful, Janie, just like Ivory Snow."
Now, if a lady's been using a Mile bar soap or her regular wash day soap for dishes, she'll say Ivory Snow's wonderful. Because Mile bar soaps, though safe for hands, slow up dishwashing. And wash day soaps, though granulated for quick sudsing, are often so strong they can make hands red and rough. But wonderful Ivory Snow is one soap both safe for hands and fast in the dishpan. Actually, it's the only soap both granulated in snowdrop form for speed and efficiency, and Ivory mild and pure for protection to hands. Ivory Snow's fast.
Ivory Snow's fast.
And safe for hands.
And safe for hands.
Smart girl. Yes, wonderful is the word for Ivory Snow. S-N-O-W. Ivory Snow invites you to listen again tomorrow to Rosemary, written by Elaine Carrington. Remember, Ivory Snow's wonderful for dishwashing. So kind to hands, so speedy. Yes, wonderful is the word for Ivory Snow. Watch your newspaper for higher prices dealers now pay for used fat. Fat is urgently needed to make many products you want.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.